Lecture 27, Nationalism and Ethnic Conflict in the Multinational Empires of Central and Eastern Europe.
Throughout the period from 1890 to 1914, conflict in the Balkans, potential conflict in the Balkans, the disintegration of the Ottoman Empire, and then the looming possibility of a threat to the security of the Austro-Hungarian Empire remained a constant in European politics. Colonial conflicts in Africa, in Asia, certainly would occur in the 1890s and in the decade plus down to the outbreak of war in 1914. But European statesmen understood that the real tinderbox, the real powder keg, the real potential trouble spot for the possibility of war in Europe that would lead these two alliance systems as they had evolved into direct confrontation was not in Africa. It was not over naval issues. It would have directly to do with the disposition of the former Ottoman territories in the Balkans. The Ottoman Empire then was seen, as we've pointed out, as the sick man of Europe, a multinational empire in decline with a sprawling empire that stretched across part of North Africa and in the European Balkans. In the 1870s, Serbia, Romania, and Montenegro, parts of the Ottoman Empire, would win independence from Turkey. And the provinces of Bosnia-Herzegovina would be placed ultimately under Austrian administration, which would mark the end of the so-called Balkan Wars. The Balkan Wars of 1876 to 1878 provided in many ways a preview of the sort of conflict that the region could produce. In 1876, an uprising in Bulgaria against the Turks had led to a massacre of Muslims, followed in short order by a terrific Turkish repression and massacre of Christians, which came to be known as the Bulgarian Horrors. The Bulgarian Horrors were given wide publicity around Europe. It was a sense of, despite the provocation by the Christian population that had prompted this repression on the part of the Turks, it was seen as part of, again, this corrupt, brutal Turkish empire. And it gave some indication of the kind, not simply of national sentiment, but also ethnic religious conflict that would be characteristic, indeed symptomatic, of the region. In 1876, Serbia and Montenegro would declare war on Turkey seeking independence. Serbia had become a center for South Slav nationalism against the Turks, and its mountainous neighbor Montenegro, together with Serbia, would declare war on Turkey seeking recognition of their independence. For many in Serbia, the notion of Serbian nationalism, of Serbian independence, was linked with a much broader and much more ambitious notion of Serbia, a kind of greater Serbia, or the creation of some sort of pan-Slavic, South Slav state in the territories of the old Ottoman Empire. Serbia and Montenegro would go to war with the Ottoman Turks in 1876 and, for their trouble, were promptly crushed, brutally crushed by the Turks. Turkey might be coming apart at the seams. There might be corruption. There might be inefficiency in the empire, but it was certainly able to deal with Serbia and Montenegro. However, Russia, which had presented itself as a champion of Slavic interests in the Balkans, and certainly had pressured Turkey, in 1877 would declare war on Turkey and would inflict terrific defeat on the forces of the Ottoman Turks.